When I was a pup, we were taught in school that the strength of this country was its diversity. The melting pot theory that different cultures blended together and the sum was greater than its parts. Of course, looking back, what we were really saying was that immigrants were welcome from Western Europe. Third world countries, well, you could pick our fruit and vegetables for slave wages. We'll turn a blind eye to illegal border crossings. Gotta have that labor force for the jobs the white kids won't do anymore. Now we're hearing that the Democrats want to homogenize the electorate, ruining the white Christian majority so they can win power pretty much for perpetuity. The reason being that foreigners won't vote for the Republican Party, evidently because that party demonizes them as rapists and drug dealers and leeches on their society. Gee, you think? We got all kinds of names for this. White nationalism, Aryan nation, racism, white supremacist. But lately the nom de jour is a great replacement theory. Sure don't want a mixing of the races or the religions. White Christian country is what they want, and watering it down with inferior people is their worst fear. And they know exactly who of us are inferior people. I'm not sure they really understand Christian values, but don't tell that to them. So much for the melting pot. So much for the slogan on the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. No, we want to build a wall now and close that golden door. Maybe just another part of American history we won't allow to be taught to our kids anymore. Along with slavery, or Japanese internment, or Jim Crow, or Chinese deportations, or, well, anything that shadows the idea of a lily-white shining city on a hill. Making America great again isn't making it white. It never was, and it never will be. Jeez, give me a break.